up. Mid current. How you guys doing? All right. I like a little bit of feedback, so feel free to talk back to me at any point. That only encourages me. But I love Mid Current Church. I love your pastor. He is an amazing pastor, an awesome leader, and I hope that you tell him so every now and then. Like, we don't need it a lot of times as pastors, but every now and then, it'd be nice to be like, hey, I appreciate you. I love you. I love what we're doing. I love how you pastor our church. Like, this is amazing. Like, I'm being serious. It's good to get feedback every now and then. And I love Midcurrent, and I love the mission and what you guys are about. And I love standing back, sitting in Eau Claire, watching this church grow, watching this church reach the community. I love what this church is about. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That was a little weak. We'll work on that. So, Romans chapter 12. The scripture isn't up on the screen, but these verses are kind of what I see is the foundation for this series that we're in. It's this: therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper form of worship. Don't conform to the ways and the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, as we walk through these doors, and this is a very important point, through Jesus' grace and mercy, the more time that we spend with him, the more time that we become like him. We are transformed. So we don't take cues from the patterns of the world and what's going on. We take cues from Jesus, and that is our source. That is our foundation. And as we spend time with him, he transforms us in his grace and mercy. So you don't have to have it all together. You don't know how to do it? That's fine. You don't think you're good enough? It's okay. Just spend time with him. And that's why I love this Faith Hacks series, is because it's what this is all about. Sten's been preaching for the last couple of weeks about practices that you and I can do to spend time with Jesus. Through his grace and mercy, to hang out with him, to get to know him and let him get to know us. A couple of weeks ago, Sten talked about confession. And how this is a practice that you and I can engage in to bring us closer, to increase our intimacy with Jesus. What did he say? Tell Jesus. Tell a friend. Make it right. Right? Last week, he talked about prayer. The coming weeks, there'll be more practices that other pastors get to come in and talk about. And we talk about these things because as we practice these things in our life, it brings us closer to him. So this morning, I want to do kind of a shift, and I want to ask kind of a mindset question. Are you trying, or are you training to be with Jesus? Are you trying, or are you training to be with Jesus? In author John Ortberg, in his book, The Life You've Always Wanted, talked about this idea. It's a book about spiritual discipline, so if you want to read more, go pick up a copy. It's an awesome book. But he's talking about spiritual disciplines and this idea of, are we trying or are we training? I got a question for you. Do we all know what happens in a couple weeks? Like, what's coming up in our world? What was that? Olympics. Beautiful. So, say, John Ortberg uses the illustration in his book, say that the Olympics are coming in a couple weeks, and the government kind of has been doing research behind the scenes, and they have kind of honed in on what exactly it takes to run the best marathon time ever. right? Like, they've done the research, they figured out this is the body type, this is the mindset, this is how all the ligaments go together and how the muscles go together. And if we can just get this person to the Olympics, we know that they will be able to run the best marathon time ever. So say the government comes to your door. This may not be the best season in life to be using this illustration, but say the government comes to your door and goes, you, we want you to run the marathon. We've done all the equations. We believe that you can run the fastest marathon time ever. What would you say? Wow. Yeah. I don't know about you, but have you seen me lately? Like, have you seen what I eat? Have you seen, like, I don't even really run? Like, no. I'm sorry, you got the wrong person. I'm not going to be able to beat the world record and say they would convince you that you are the person that can run the sub-2-hour marathon to beat the record. Do I have any marathon runners in here? A couple. 2 hours? That is crazy, right? It's insane. But say they were able to convince you that you could run a sub-2-hour marathon, and you got convinced of this, and you're like, yes, I can do it. I know I can. I'm going to try really, 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 really hard. I'm going to try. Do you think you can try hard enough to run a 2-hour marathon? I can't. If you can, I want to meet you after church. But there is no way you could try hard enough to run that fast of a marathon time. There's no way. Doesn't matter how much you wanted it. We could take another illustration and say the keyboard up here. Say, you got it in your mind that next week you wanted to play keys for worship. And you were going to come up to church and you were going to talk to Stan, talk to Brian, and say, hey, I am convinced I want to try to play keys next week for worship. Brian goes, hey, have you ever played keys before? No, I haven't. I don't even know how to read music. I don't know anything about the keyboard. But I know I want to try to play keys next week. And I'll even take it a step further. It's like I've heard from the voice of Jesus that I am supposed to play keys next week. I'm going to try really hard to play keys next week. Do you think that you could play keys next week for worship team? No. There's no way. You may be able to find middle C over here and just hit that over and over again, but you're not going to be able to come up and play keys no matter how hard you try. No matter how hard you try, no matter how bad you want it, you won't be able to do it because something is lacking. But if we're honest, I feel like a lot of us feel this way in faith, right? Like, I'm trying to be a good Christian. I'm trying to read my Bible. I'm trying to pray more and talk to Jesus more. I'm trying to exercise. I'm trying not to eat the whole thing. I'm trying not to think lustful thoughts. I'm trying to change my habits. I'm trying to be a godly husband or wife. I'm trying to love my neighbor more. I'm trying to be generous and live with open hands. I'm trying. I really, really am. But if I'm honest, I haven't read my Bible more. I haven't talked to Jesus more. I haven't given more. I haven't changed my heart more so that I could love that person that I can't stand. Come on, I know I'm not the only one. But I'm trying, I really am. And my question is, maybe we need to stop trying and we need to start training. We need to start training. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. And as you turn there, Paul uses this competitive metaphor for these scripture verses that we're going to read.
And it's a masterful way that he talks about this because it aligns with the competitive nature in the nation of Greece at the time. So he was writing a letter to the church of Corinth, which is in Greece. And do we know what originated in Greece? The Olympics. So there was this culture of being an athlete, of training, of working, of winning the medal, of doing everything right, of putting your body through whatever you need to put it through to win the race. And in this culture of Corinth, there was even, they created more games to happen on the off years of the Olympics called the Isthmian Games, or Isthmian Games. They were games that they wanted to do in their city because they loved the competitive culture so much. And Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. It's interesting, we talk about mindset. I'll throw this in for free because he begins this section in chapter 19. And just to give a little insight into Paul's mindset, he says this, I've made myself, or though I am free, I belong to no one. I've made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many people as possible. So his goal is to win as many people as possible to Jesus. He says, to the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. And the whole goal, to win people to the name of Jesus. So it'd be like Paul writing you and I and saying, hey, look, to the conservative, I became like the conservative. To the liberal, I became like the liberal. To the weak, I became the weak. To the strong, I became the strong. All so that I can win people to the name of Jesus. Some of y'all aren't ready to hear that yet, but we'll continue on to the real passage that I want to talk about. In this, he says, do you not know in the race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes in a strict training. Like, we all know this. This is our culture. This is our environment. We go into strict training so that we can win. They do it to get the crown that will not last. But we do it to get the crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone's running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. He says, I go into strict training. Strict training so that I can be closer to Jesus. I put practices into my life on a daily basis so I can grow closer to who Jesus is. I train like an athlete. I don't know about you, but when I try to do something, it rarely happens. Like if I set out, I'm like, I want to try to run 5 miles. Do you think that'll happen? You don't know anything about me, but no, it won't happen. I promise you, it won't. Especially if you're a visionary in here. Do I have any visionaries in here? People that think big ideas, chase after a lot of things. And if you're especially a visionary person, you can try all sorts of things, but they rarely work out. They rarely come together. Trying is like having a goal and arriving somewhere close to it. Training is different. Training is doing what I can today to enable me to do something even more tomorrow. It's a completely different mindset. It's putting together a plan. It's writing out a strategy. It's taking small, doable steps on an hourly, daily basis that will help you get to your goal. In 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul is even talking to Timothy, his mentor, and he's saying, he's not saying, I want you to try to be godly. Just try. No. Like Paul's writing the guy he's mentoring, and he's going, look, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tale. Rather, train yourself to be godly. See, you don't get somewhere on accident. Paul says, ignore all the noise. Ignore it all and train yourself to be godly. So what are your goals? And to get more specific, what are your goals spiritually? How do you want to grow? We're halfway through summer. Maybe in the beginning of summer, you're like, oh, this is going to be great. I have so much time. It's summertime. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Here are ways that I want to grow spiritually. And then maybe you've gotten halfway through summer, and maybe you've achieved those goals. And if you have, that is amazing. But maybe you're sitting here going, wow, that went quick. And I was way busier than I thought, and I had way more on my plate, and I didn't quite get around to the things that I wanted to achieve. So what are your goals? How do you want to grow spiritually in the next month and a half? In the next month? Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. So I put up a list of practices that help us grow in our faith. And so you could take a screenshot of this and just kind of put it away. A lot of these things are the things that we've been talking about in this series. So my question would be, how do you want to grow in your heart, in your love for Jesus? Because the way, the practices that help you do that is prayer, worship, solitude, Sabbath. How do you want to grow in your soul? In how you are in this world, because the practices to get there, to grow in those areas are silence, confession, secrecy, celebration. How do you want to grow your mind, your logic, your understanding of God, of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, of Scripture? How do you want to grow in your mind? Because the practices is study, contemplation, and listening. And then how do you want to grow your strength? So you're just not getting kicked around by the waves, but when something happens in life, you can stand up in it. Because you do that by fasting, by being generous with what God's given you, by frugality, for chastity, service. See, the first step in growing, in training, is having a clearly defined goal. So I want to encourage you, take one of these things and say, I want to grow in that area. Take one of those things. Don't go, I want to grow in strength, so I'm going to fast, I'm going to be generous, I'm going to be frugal, chaste, and I'm going to serve. I have a little hint for you, it won't happen. So take one thing. Say, I really want to grow in my heart. So I'm going to take the message on prayer, and I'm really going to do that every single day. The first step is defining it. The second step is figuring out how on earth do you train for it. I listened to this interview about this runner, Hella Sadib. This guy ran 3,000 miles across the United States. Forget about a marathon. This guy ran 3,000 miles across the U.S. And the interviewing was asking him, how did you do this? How did you get up? How did you end up in this place where you ran 3,000 miles? Because you clearly don't do that overnight. And he said, well, I was a professional athlete. I played soccer, and I retired from that, and I realized I needed to do something to stay in shape. So he goes, I wanted to run. He goes, I had a problem. I hated running. Because I was a soccer player, if you play sports of any kind, you know very quickly that running is the punishment, right? So he's like, I was a professional soccer player. Every time we messed up, every time we didn't perform well, running was the consequence. So I didn't like running at all. But he wanted to become a runner. Running was the path that he wanted to take to stay in shape. So what did he do? He said, I decided to run 10 minutes every day. That's it. I'm not going to worry about distances. I'm not going to worry about this big, lofty goal of like entering a marathon or entering a 5K or entering a 3K. We could keep going. Entering a 3K. No, I just want to run 10 minutes every day. Doesn't matter how far I go. Doesn't matter the pace in which he runs those 10 minutes. 10 minutes every day. And I thought this was profound. Why did I think this was profound? Because this is the kind of training that we are talking about. Because 10 minutes turns into 20 minutes. 20 minutes turns into 40 minutes. 40 minutes turns into an hour. And eventually, an hour turns into 3,000 miles for this guy, not for you and I. But he took this goal and said, 10 minutes every day, I'm going to do this thing. I love that idea because it's taking a small step today that will get you to a different place tomorrow. And I think there's some lessons that we can learn in our spiritual lives. Can you run a marathon today? Probably not. But you can walk for 20 minutes tomorrow, or today, and that'll turn into 30 minutes tomorrow. And then at some point, that could turn into 10 minutes of running, which can turn into 40 minutes of running, which can turn into hours of running and miles on the road, and sooner or later, you'll be able to run a marathon if you train for it. Can you get out of debt next month? Probably not. I don't know your situation, but probably not. But you can skip Starbucks. You can start budgeting. You can comb through your expenses and figure out, here's what we can cut. Here's how maybe we can make some more money. We can be more intentional about how we spend our money and tell it where to go rather than it, all these desires and temptations telling our money where to go. We can get really intentional about this, and sooner or later, we will get out of debt. Can you become somebody who has this deep, vibrant, rich prayer life tomorrow? Probably not. But you can get up tomorrow. See, I'm going to pray for 1 minute. 1 minute I'm going to set aside before I even get out of bed and just pray. Talk to Jesus. Whatever is on my mind, just talk to him. And then at lunchtime, I can spend another minute and just talk to Jesus. Tell him I'm thankful for the food, thankful for what he's provided, and then just talk with Jesus. And then when I get home from work, I can sit in my car and just take a minute to thank Jesus for all he's doing, thank him for how he's working, thank him for my family, my roommates, whoever I go home to, thank him for those things, and just refocus myself before I walk through the door. And then at night, I can take 1 minute and just reflect on the day. And sooner or later, you will develop this rich, vibrant prayer life with Jesus. Can you become somebody who really knows Scripture well and can explain all these theological things that you find through Scripture and really have a clear idea of the meaning of the text tomorrow? Probably not. But you can take 3 minutes every day and read through the Gospel of John. Let's just say 3 minutes. I'm going to read. Maybe I get one verse, maybe I get a whole chapter done, but it doesn't really matter because what I'm going to do is spend 3 minutes a day reading Scripture, knowing that those 3 minutes will turn into 5 minutes, will turn into 10 minutes, will turn into 20 minutes. So how do you want to start training? What's your goal? What are the steps to get there? I got some questions. Again, you can screenshot this. But some questions to go through to really take an honest assessment and look, here's where I'm at. Where are you really spiritually at? None of this like I got to tell my friend that I'm doing amazing. No, where are you really at? In your relationship with Jesus, in your practices, in the things that you do every day. Where am I at in terms of my faith, my character, and my heart? Where am I at? What area in my life does the Holy Spirit want me to focus on? And how do I take the next steps in that journey? What's the equivalent to the 10-minute run that you can do today that'll take you to a deeper place in your relationship with Jesus tomorrow? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that we are your sons and daughters, and that you call us to this life where we're in relationship with you. And we're growing in that relationship. And through your grace and your mercy, wherever we're at, you bring us close to you and transform us. So Jesus, I pray that you show us, each and every person in here, how you want us to grow. What areas of life we should work on. Where is the transformation going to happen? And I pray that as we think about our goals, think about our where we're at, that you would bring that 10-minute run step into frame so that we can take that first step today that will bring us to a different place tomorrow in our relationship with you. In your holy and precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Jamie, so much. Appreciate you, man. He's one of two guys that I have a weekly text thread with that usually we go back and forth talking, what in the world are we doing? So I'm really grateful for him. And I love his message here. If you've been a part of MidCurrent, you know that from day one, we have said, and I knew that from day one, I wanted MidCurrent to be a church where real people, not just church people or perfect people, people who look and talk like they have it all together, where real people and a real God meet. That's what we've said day in and day out. We want to be a church where real people and a real God meet. Over the last year, we've added something. Our staff has started to talk and say, you know what, we also want to add on to that, that it's a place where you then take another step in a real relationship with Jesus, not in just to kind of a real agreement or a real acknowledgement of like, yeah, you know, I think you're up there, right? It's been our goal to see people take another step in a real relationship with Jesus. And I think that's what Jamie is getting at here with this whole idea of training versus trying, that there might be some area in our life that we just simply take another step. One of my favorite authors, Craig Rochelle, talking about how we end up in the good or the bad places that we do in life, he asks a question to get us thinking about it. He says, how do you get from L.A. To New York? One step at a time, right? And in the places that we end up in life, whether they're places that we didn't intend to be or whether it's the places we do intend to be, we end up in those places at one step at a time, by putting into play, right, some of these things, by starting to train. And so I just can't help but think what our future holds if more and more of us began training for some of the things that we would like to see in our hearts and our soul, in our mind, and with the strength that God has put inside of us. I think our families could start to change, our community, this church, and this world could start to change when we really begin identifying some place in our life where we want to put this whole training idea into practice. So thanks so much for Jamie being here. Thanks to all of you for being here with us. Before you go, just know that there is someone available to pray for you. They'll be up here just to my right. And so if there's anything that you feel like is happening in your life that you would appreciate someone to be standing in your corner praying for you, they will be available to do that. Other than that, introduce yourself to someone today. Grab a cup of coffee on the way out. Have a great week, and we will see you right back here for another week in our series, Faith Hacks, 10:30 a.m. online or on site. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.